Within the multiverse sits a fantastic magical realm, a place we call Hoth. This is the world of Megas Elgar. His tale continues here, Episode 2, Spectrometers and Speculations.
Hello? Hello?
Ah, there you are. It's good to see you all. Do you have food? Right. How could you get it up to me here? Sorry about that. I've been up here for quite a while. Against Acolyte Udo's warnings, Megas Elgar attempted to uncover the secrets of the Mirror Cauldron. As a result, the two have been sucked into a portal, leaving the world of Hoth with one less brilliant mind and an intrepid observer hanging perilously several stories up from a harness outside the tower. I'd love to tell you the rest, but I think I'll be trapped here for a while.
I say, you and the cloak, is this the Tower of Megas Thadalor Elgar?
Oh, thank the elements. That's right, and what business might the esteemed double-trike Minister of Textiles and his bodyguard Got Ironball have here?
How do you know that?
Isn't it obvious? We have a reputation.
Sure, let's go with that.
I don't mean to sound unconcerned about your situation, sir, but there seems to be a giant hole where Megas Elgar's laboratory used to be. What in the name of the high elements happened? Is the Megas still here?
Tell you what, you get me down and I'll give you a thoroughly expository rant.
Ooh, I've not had one of those in a while.
We'll be up in a minute!
Sir?
Yes, Scott?
Megas Elgar's tower is, 100 feet high.
Right.
We'll be up in as soon as possible.
I'm not going anywhere.
There, technically correct. Better, God.
Shall we trust him, sir? Don't like him knowing we're dealing with Elgar.
People come to Magi for all sorts of things. We're here for a balance potion. Plenty of things you could do with a balance potion, yes? Dancing, acrobatics, acrobatic dancing.
I thought we were keeping quiet because you were getting it to steal the Regent's papers.
It's not stealing if you're just breaking in to disorganize the place.
Magus, I am asserting my authority as minister to enter your tower.
Right. You know I could do that for you, right?
No. A respectable minister takes charge and leads head on. I don't pay you to do everything for me.
I do like the breaking doors down bit, though. Figured it might make more sense for me.
It's perfectly fine. I'm more than capable, thank you. This will be the last time Torbus flaunts his fancy appointment over me.
Sir.
He'll come to work without a single paper in its place and be deposed for incompetence.
Sir.
Then we'll see who has the last laugh.
Sir.
Because it will be me.
Sir.
I am a little busy, God. What is it?
Doors unlocked, sir.
Ah.
Hello? Hello? Who's down there?
Megas, you're on my foot. There's not much room to work with. It's not my fault you have feet.
What do we do?
I think I dropped my totem at the tower. I can't cast without it.
Hello? Is that you damn Blazenby kids? I thought I told you to stop stealing my volumetric flasks. They're not meant for the way you use them.
Any ideas?
Now get out.
I still have my totem. I'll hide us. Who is Shivishal?
Is someone using mouthwash? I can hear you over there. I have a scalpel.
You can see us?
My magic's not working.
What's the plan?
Plan T.
Plan T?
Don't hurt me. I wasn't going to hurt you, I swear.
Explain yourself, barbarian. What sorcery is this? None of my magic is working.
Magic? What in God's name are you blithering about?
Do you see any swirlings? Any sparklings? No! So either you're blocking my magic or I have no idea what is going on, and I assure you that the latter never happens.
Apart from the times that,
Have you two been at the chemical cabinet? There's no such thing as magic.
Haven't you ever seen a magus before?
Halloween's not for another month. Ouch! Easy on the beard.
What do you mean, chemicals? These bottles of ingredients? Explain yourself.
This is my laboratory. You two are trespassing. Ah! Release me and leave or I'll scream really loud for the cops. That doesn't sound like much, but it is.
Tree guardians, eh? We should tread carefully, Udo. I don't want to antagonize the druids.
I'll release you.
You're lucky you're friends with druids.
I apologize, good sir. I hadn't recognized this as a laboratory with all the chromite. Allow me to introduce myself.
I am Magus Eldar, a caster, a spellmaster, and a solver of disaster.
And I'm Udo Malaki. I'm with him.
For once, I'd like an acolyte with theatrics.
Sorry.
I am Horatio. Dr. Graw Horatio.
Interesting. I assume that's something like a magus. What kind of studies do you doctor?
I'm a doctor of physics and chemistry. Thank you very much. Have you two been touching my spectrometer?
You mean the silver cauldron? Yeah, we just came from there.
You can't expect me to believe that!
Well, how do you think we got here, then?
You couldn't have possibly come from there. Machinery doesn't turn itself. It can't be. It can't be. These readings indicate...
Well, we must have started it from the other side. That's how portals work.
Other side? The data? One of my models predicted a destabilization of the resonance.
No,
but the dual resonance model was rejected years ago.
He's not paying attention, Magus.
Yes, it appears he's completely forgotten to include a simplistic analogy for the rest of us. Yes. I'm starting to like him.
If this opens up the Ismatrix model all over again, this is tremendous. Do you realize what this means?
No.
Maybe.
Mean? It worked! I think I need some air. Could you spare a cup? There's a good chap.
Oh. Do you think quantum has something to do with magic, Udo? I'd love to see what kind of sparks quantums make.
Maybe. He certainly seems like a magus. We should probably help the doctor. At least before the broken glass sets in.
Oh, thank you. That harness was starting to ride up on me. I'm also fairly certain I could use some food.
Oh, I've got some travel biscuits. When was the last time you ate?
No handouts!
No, hey, that's fine. I wasn't hungry anyway.
Do you know what happened to the Magus?
The Magus has found himself in a world beyond our own.
Where's that?
No idea. They're probably dead. The explosion that followed them was massive.
Oh. Oh dear. We may never learn of the great sacrifice the Magus made for the sake of magical knowledge.
Well, let's get to looting.
Isn't this a little insensitive?
As a minister, I have the utmost sensitivity to these situations, and if anyone's sensibilities were harmed, I would have sensed it.
That don't make sense. Or does it?
Think of it as salvage. We're doing a public service.
It's nice to be the good guys.
Well, I suppose a few things would be okay. I've wasted enough time hanging out of his window. I might as well get some compensation. I suppose I'll take one of these books here. Ah, I found Dazzleberry Marmalade. Why does he keep his food in the laboratory?
Ooh, this pot will fetch a fine price.
The Mirror Cauldron finds its way into
the unknowing hands of Minister Trike. How far will he inch towards danger in the hopes of sating his petty greed?
How dare you, sir! Unknown danger has its potential for profit.
It's exotic.
What about the potion?
Forget the potion. Think how many potions we could buy with this cauldron. Think of the shiny accoutrements.
I have no idea what that means.
So, how do we wake him?
I have an idea, but it's something unheard of among respectable magi.
Oh! What's going on? Why are you two still here?
Where would we go?
Back to the confines of my obviously overstressed psyche. Oh, I knew I should have stuck to my homemade medication.
Here, try some of this.
Not bad. What is this?
Mead. It helps when you're in need of a good excuse.
I thought I smelled blissful ignorance. Probably the honey. Thank you.
Now that you're awake and calmed down, maybe you can explain something to us. Do you know how we came from that cauldron of yours?
It's not a cauldron. It's an electromagnetic resonant spectrometer.
What is that? Some kind of artifact?
It's more like a particle resonator.
Yeah, that I understood less that time.
It's supposed to allow me to observe and record interactions not perceptible by the human senses.
Ah, it all makes sense now.
It does.
Yes, the mirror cauldron and the ghost scanner must be the same thing, but in different worlds.
Spectrometer.
Are you saying we're in another dimension?
I had a theory about magic having a polar opposite. What we have here is a place of anti-magic. I'll call it Saigam.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. But I did theorize there would be more facial hair in this dimension.
Hands off the beard. So, if what you're suggesting is true, your cauldron is the reflection of my work, but in a world of magic. And my resonator is the reflection of your spell, but using science?
Knowledge and spirituality are dichotomous.
I wouldn't go as far as that, but I don't understand one thing. I've never been able to get this thing to work. Oh my god, what is that? Some dimensional creature? Kill it! Oh, please kill it quickly! Here, someone do it!
Calm
do
down.
It in! I don't care!
Calm down. He's a replica, and he doesn't appreciate being called a thing.
It is hideous.
He is my casting partner.
It is hideous. It also appears to be secreting some kind of plasma.
Put the poor thing out of its misery.
I'll have you know, Kate plans to live a long and happy life.
Just keep him away from me before I feel morally obligated to euthanize the slimy little thing.
Fine. I promise we'll keep him down here as long as we're visiting. There's no need for anyone to kill anybody.
Well, all this intense stress and energy has me craving a relaxing stimulant. Do they have coffee in your world? Come on upstairs. You can tell me everything. I like little stories with little pictures.
There are many experts to be found in the great capital city of Vitrolo. You can find a seamstress to mend your robe, or a cleaner to undo the scorch marks in your home. But when you have an artifact thrumming with unknowable power, there are few professions more prepared for study than a wizard, and none are as wizened as Wizard Quaff.
I grow tired of your appraising, Wizard Quaff, and our companion has been expounding for over 3 hours. I've a schedule to keep, papers to file, hands to shake, important people to sign.
Then I suggest you shed your yules in the other room. This is not easy.
Well, I might be inclined to look towards your competition, should you remain so disrespectful.
Oh, well. Do give Magus Elgar my regards, should you decide to do that. Or do you have any other experts in theoretical prestidivination?
Continue.
I thought as much. Let me concentrate.
What did you find?
I had something stuck in my throat.
Oh, sorry.
This cauldron is resonating with another realm beyond our own. It is my theory that this realm is that of the Unblinking.
Elements preserve us.
That's impossible.
I keep hearing about this from my constituents. What, pray tell, is the Unblinking?
Down amidst the endless abyss of Acheron and Memnis lies a fold of existence unfathomable to the undulating mortal coils. This realm is perceptible only as infinite eyes, always watching, in constant judgment. Understand, the eyes are but our interpretation of something too horrifying to comprehend in our three-dimensional, sane world. Imagine an entire dimension dedicated to just observing. Observing endlessly, constantly consuming experiences, watching you read, watching you sin, watching you pee. Watching you pee! Why does it need to watch you pee? That is but one mystery that wizards and magi all over Hearth must burden.
I think I peed a little.
Oh, man. Am I part of the Unblinking for saying that?
Yes, Minister. You will be compensated by the Ministry for bringing this to me. But we must destroy it.
Destroy it? But how will we know what happened to the Magus and his assistant? What about their story?
Nope.
This part is unique, meaning it's uniquely valuable.
Nope.
But think of the ancient knowledge we could discover beyond it. Think of what the eye knows.
No.
Think of how much we could gain.
Curse your contemptible greed! I can already feel the effects of this abominable focus trying to bleed into this world!
You're a wizard. You can't just destroy something you disagree with.
Clearly you've never met a wizard. I can see the dreaded realm in this. It's so silver. The color of the Unblinking. We meet at last.
Let me see.
Silver? Yes, it's made of silver and far too valuable to destroy.
You dare risk your immortal soul for wealth? Who knows how many innocents might stare into the ultimate to have the very fabrics of their souls consumed by the great inky pupil of the Unblinking? You do this just for a chance of profit?
Yes. Of course I would.
Never! I will not have you damn the entire Hearth for your petty desires. No! No, I say! We must seal the cauldron.
Seal it? I'm not paying you for spiritual support. I only hired you for appraisal.
Oh, I assure you, Minister of Textiles, this service will be a mercy and a charity.
That you be merciful in doing this for free?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Excuse me. This is Kaylee Fawn, my intern.
Hi. So we're making coffee for burglars now?
Oh, come now, Miss Fawn. These fellows are from another world, fresh from the spectrometer. They're our guests.
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you.
Don't touch anything. I have a fingerprint kit.
So what's this drink you're giving us?
Ooh, it smells fantastic.
This is coffee. It's a stimulant. Something your nutjobs likely have experience with.
It looks a bit like molasses.
You grind a special seed and dilute it with hot water to make you feel more energetic. Have you seriously never had coffee before?
So it's dirt water.
It's a bit more complicated.
My goodness. And how repugnant it is. I imagine it must be an acquired taste.
This is a fine Jamaican blend grown from generations of prestigious Makalo heritage.
So it's fancy dirt water. Not bad.
Kaylee!
I guess it's sort of like dirt water, isn't it?
If it weren't for my coffee, I wouldn't have built the spectrometer as quickly as I did.
Oh, do tell. Is coffee a key ingredient to the experiment?
He's a somnophobe.
Somniph... a what?
He's afraid of sleeping.
I am not. I just have no need for sleep.
Come on, everyone needs sleep.
Not with coffee, they don't. Thanks to coffee, I can accomplish more in a week than a regular scientist can in a month, with just as many psychotic breakdowns. It's quite economical in the long run.
Remind me to bring some coffee back to the tower with us, Udo.
Already forgotten.
So, tell us about your magical world. What is it called, exactly?
We're from a place called Hearth.
Like a fireplace?
Our world isn't home to demons, if that's what you're implying. That's really more of a seasonal thing.
No. Home is where Hearth is. I think that's the saying. What about your world?
We call it Earth.
Sounds like a dog fart.
Oh, grow up, Miss Fawn. It kind of does when you think about it.
Look, this is all really fascinating, but a disturbing thought just occurred to me. How are we gonna get back?
You could try the door.
Come on now, miss. We are respectable guests. If anything, we should be fearful of you and your barbaric utensils.
I already explained. It was a scalpel. They're not meant for violence.
No. I suppose the scalping is done after the violence is concluded.
In any case, it seems the spectrometer is in direct connection to your mirror cauldron. How did you break through the barrier between dimensions?
Well, it was a matter of channeling the spirit in just the right magnitude. There's quite a few tried and true spells that, when properly coaxed, can provide enough power to punch through the veil.
Or he was too busy drinking mead to notice he shouldn't be able to.
Possibly.
But the dimensions aren't some kind of thin envelope you just punch through.
It's more like a phone book.
You'd be surprised how much thickness can be pierced with a equal amount of thickness.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Well, I suppose that with enough power, we could generate a similar effect.
Interesting, my dear Doctor. I have one particular question about this universe of yours.
And that might be?
Does it always spin so much?
Oh, God! They've passed out. We must have infected them with an alien disease. From the moment they arrived, they were doomed, felled by the tiniest creatures that God, in his wisdom, put upon this earth.
Not exactly.
Kaylee, what did I tell you about infecting our guests with cultures?
Don't be ridiculous, Doctor. That would be an irresponsible way to treat an experiment. I poison them.
You what?!
Will the Magus and Udo ever find their way back? What horrors must they be suffering? Will Minister Trike treat the Mirror Cauldron with the respect it demands? Will I get some bloody answers from this stupid cauldron?
Stop shaking the cauldron! It's my house, and I will be the one chanting obscenities into the cauldron! I call chances!
Find out next time.
In Magus Elgar by Kennedy Phillips, Ricardo Cabral played the narrator, Kaylee Fawn, Sandra Espinoza, Udo Malaki, Chris Moore, Dr. Gra Horatio, Randy Nazarian, Magus Elgar, William Violinus, Minister Trike, David Ottavino, Wizard Quaff, Kellen Goff, Got Ironball, Brian Stavali, Anka K was played by Kennedy Phillips. The theme music was created by Hamed Hokumzadeh. Incidental music by Andrew Maz and APM Music. Vocal performance was directed by Andrew Cornell. For a full list of credits, please visit MagusElgar.com. Magus Elgar is a Melody Gun production mucked about for the entertainment of listeners like you.